Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm helping you navigate your sex, dating, and relationship questions with special guest, the Lady Gang, from the podcast of the same name. They are awesome. And we are talking about the new trend that might be killing your relationship. How to get to that second date. The best way to initiate sex when it's just not your thing. And can your relationship survive cheating? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Okay, I'm talking to Lady Gang. Let's just... Okay,
let's
this
go.
Is the
Sorry.
Lady Gang.
All right.
This is their podcast. No,
it's the Lady Gang.
I'm so glad you guys are here.
We're back.
I hope I made you feel welcome and there was no
weird energy. Of course.
You always do.
No, you have great energy.
Thank you.
Unlike us.
We have weird bitchy energy.
Apparently.
Okay, the Lady Gang is a hot podcast. It really is. You guys started it now like 2.5 years ago?
A year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, you're kicking ass.
Thanks.
And I'm proud of you all. It's such an interesting show. Pop culture, everything. Like just your raw, honest like beliefs about, I don't know, how would you explain your podcast? Because I'm not doing a good job at it.
It's kind of like some celebrity interviews, some experts, and mostly us talking about like our good and bad experiences in life.
I love that you open up with your good and bad.
Yeah.
I just love all your segments and I can listen to you. Like, here's the thing that's amazing about your podcast. No matter what you're talking about, you do want to listen to you guys. And I think three women can be hard for some people. Now we got four. But it like works.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
I think
you guys are funny and you're smart and you're hot, and but you're different enough, but yet you just come together.
We're also very self-deprecating. So
yeah,
I think that helps.
That's it.
None of us take ourselves too seriously.
Well, I take myself very seriously, but they
but in like a self-deprecating kind of way.
Right. Yeah. No, it totally works, you guys. And I'm happy to have seen it grow.
Thanks.
In just a year and a half.
You were there in the beginning.
I know, I love it.
You did help us. And it's like nice for girls to be on girl side.
Well, I had two insecurities. Now they're going to bring this up after last podcast. We were just talking about someone who's on your show and they were like, you guys had weird energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, who knows what people are thinking. But I left and I was like, Jack, and you guys probably don't, isn't it funny you don't remember this? I was like, I'm so proud of you because I don't know what you guys, I follow you all. I'm like, and I saw your stuff like in Instagram. You're like, thanks. And then I was like, and great to see you, Kelsey and Becca. I'm like, not that you guys aren't kicking ass as well.
Oh my, see, I wouldn't even thought twice.
Okay,
I
wouldn't,
yeah, no.
Okay, good. Because you guys are all, okay, great. That's all. Okay, wait. So let's go around and do your introductions of how you would do it on your podcast.
Okay.
Becca can just do it because she does
with,
it.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and vlogger and podcaster. Across from me, Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Kelty
and her
weird voice.
Yeah, she always does some weird stupid
voice.
She's
moving into mom humor at this point in her life.
It's embarrassing.
And Jack Vanek has Jack Vanek clothing and all these sassy house goods, t-shirts, sweatshirts. They're funny. I don't know.
I love them.
I'm a sassy bitch.
You are a sassy bitch. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys are all doing fashion and your blogs. You can find that.
Oh, we try.
I'll put it on my website as well. But it's at Lady Gang across the board for everything.
Yep. The Lady Gang.
Yep.
The Lady Gang. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask. Well, first, what you asked me about the blowjob spray. And
yeah,
I just want to start because I feel like from one podcaster to three other podcasters, sure, it's for blowjobs. It makes sure so your mouth is lubricated enough. You know when you have a dry mouth during blowjobs? That ever happen to you? However, when you're on the air sometimes, right? When you're doing this, you're like, you don't want to be that person.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's strawberry.
Yeah.
You can try it if you want. And your voice will feel, you'll feel like your voice is lubricated and your next blowjob.
Wait, can I tell you a story really quick?
Please.
So when you were on our podcast last, you gave us a bunch of little goodies. And one of them was...
Juicy Mouth.
Was it Juicy Mouth?
Yeah, Juicy Mouth.
No, it wasn't. It was...
the buzz spray?
The
literal buzz stuff.
It was like gel. And one night I was going to bed. I have terrible eyesight. I wear glasses. And I accidentally put it on my lips thinking it was chapstick.
Oh, you can actually test it on your lips. That's what we
do
in the restaurant.
So it's a normal thing.
Totally
so then I was totally just testing it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is happening
to
my lips?
Did you put it on your clitoris as well?
The same night, but yes, eventually.
Right. It's fun.
Yeah.
I think that was
we all put it.
Yeah,
did
during
you?
A show.
During
the
we
show.
We did it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
We all reached
I feel like
on
I was
our pants.
There.
You were there.
Yeah, I feel that's amazing.
We
did you? What'd you think?
I thought it was
I didn't do it.
I know.
You didn't?
It was just me and Jack.
Yeah.
I did it at a restaurant. One of our clients gave it to us, System Joe. They were like, we're starting this new product. Yeah. What do you think? And then Madison and I went to the bathroom and then we put it on and came back to the table. And I was like, are you buzzing? I'm buzzing. I mean, it's just anything can help little clitoris get going.
Yeah, it was a little sexually. Buzz. I liked it. Yeah.
What else did I give you guys, lube? You guys are juicy leaving mouth. With a bunch of prizes today.
I got to tell you, Emily, that you gave us like some juicy whatever. I don't remember what it was.
Lube?
It was like some similar to this.
Oh, I already
it was like
gave you that then.
Not exactly.
It was
this,
something
though.
Like that.
And I keep it in the voiceover booth at work.
Oh, good.
Because it really is better than Throat Coat. Like, I think all the singers, we should be like, what's up, Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
No, I agree.
Have some blowjobs.
It's
blow awesome.
It's yeah. So it's by Doc. I think it's on our website. Isn't it? Goodhead.
Doc Johnson.
Wedhead. Doc Johnson. Oh. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys a rapid fire round question. Ooh. One question.
Okay.
Because I know you guys start your podcast. I love all your. People like the segments. People like that it's predictable and you guys always have great answers. Not predictable, but they get like, oh, this
we
is the part that I like.
Structure.
See, do you know that my life is such that I can't even come up with the word structure? So hard for me that I'm like, oh yeah, what's that called? Organization.
You know, when things are in order. You know.
When things are in order. What do you call that thing? I just did my Meyer-Briggs.
It's not
you guys done that?
I'm
all over the place.
A butt plug? Yeah, I love that you have a butt plug on your table right now.
It's true. Okay, what's the sexiest piece of clothing a guy could wear?
Ooh.
Ooh,
I've never thought of this.
Ooh.
Sexiest piece of clothing.
It
could be like,
I know,
anything.
A great pair of shoes.
Okay.
I say like a nice fitted suit.
Yeah, I was going to say like a really well fitted, like tailored suit.
Mm-hmm. So sexy.
Maybe it's like my daddy issues, but I really like a man in a suit.
And you also never see that in LA.
No, never.
No, unless you're going to some bullshit premiere that nobody cares about.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, angry. I love it. I get it. But you really don't.
Hate actors.
Yeah.
I just feel like if a guy's an actor and he wants a date, that he's not that bright and that he's going to be more into himself than into me, right?
Yeah.
Is that
narcissistic
what we think?
As hell.
I'm still new to the... I can't say this anymore. I've lived here for 4 years, but I still feel like I haven't totally noticed the guys in LA are that much, they're that worse than anywhere else.
Aren't that much worse?
Well, I don't know. I feel like every city has its challenges around men.
Yeah, I feel like guys in general are just kind of shitty. So like,
no, that's how you're feeling. You're dating though. You're on the league.
I'm on the league.
Right.
And I'm on Raya. The league is for people with jobs, good jobs.
That's what I was laughing at. You're like, how sad for our generation that there has to. It's be
horrible.
An app for people who have jobs.
It's like, oh, you're getting paid well. You're like an executive position. Like, great. And then Raya's for people in entertainment, but it's like a bunch of creative directors, aka people without jobs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so
not
photographers,
even...
quote unquote.
Did you have to apply? Who
you have to apply
who are
you to
dating
both
that's
them.
Famous? Anyone that you can talk about?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to date anybody that's
is
famous.
There anyone that's like legitimately good? Like, is there a Hemsworth on Raya or is it all like people, celebrities you wouldn't want to date anyways?
It's a lot of like B-listers, but there's a lot of athletes like Kevin Durant's on there. John Mayer's on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you want to match with them just to like write an angry song about him or something?
John Mayer?
About you? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to like...
I mean, I love musicians, just no actors.
Right. I gotcha. I'm down. I mean, who knows, right? Have you guys ever had a deal breaker for someone? Like, what is your main deal breaker, first of all, when you're dating?
Cheap. Like, I cannot handle a guy.
I can't either. I get it.
I cannot handle it.
Guns. I know that sounds stupid, but like anyone that's like, it covers such an
into
umbrella.
Guns?
Like, don't take me to a shooting range on a date. Don't be like, when I go to your house and I see that Halo and you have like an Xbox and like you like to have play
that's
Halo.
Video games.
That's too separate.
No, it's a shooting game. I don't like it. And if you're like, I'm going to take you to a movie and we're going to go to a movie where it's just like guys shooting up each other the whole time, like
right.
All of that, I hate.
Okay.
You if you're
like
that
you
kind
like
of
violence.
Person. I don't like violence and
or
I don't.
Or gamers.
But it's
nobody
all
likes
one big
gamers.
Thing. It's like any entertainment that comes from like shooting at things or people is not for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
What's your thing?
But some people love it. There's girls that are like.
Gamers, I don't.
Didn't
love.
You say you wanted to go to a shooting range on
a
date?
Be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
No, it's horror. I went
amazing.
On one, a date.
Doing
we
this.
Have a gun.
I love
have
it. Okay, there you go.
I love
see?
It.
See?
Yeah,
you it's
know.
Protected. We both know how to use it. It's like he travels a lot. I'm home alone. I only feel safe if I have a gun.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong
I'm
with
that person.
But like, don't take me on a date
but don't,
and like explore
yeah,
your
we're
gun.
Not
but
talk
if he
about
was
guns.
Like talking about guns on the first date,
no,
wouldn't be hot.
No.
No, it's like don't talk about politics and shit.
So yeah,
it
yeah.
goes along in the same.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
Okay, so that's mine.
My deal breaker is bad grammar in texting or like saying you, like with the letter U or LOL. Actually, LOL is the worst one.
Really? But can women, can your girlfriends get away with that?
No. None of my girlfriends do.
They don't go you?
I do it.
I do you.
You know, I say LOL only if it's like ironic.
Yeah.
So do you ha ha?
Yes. I'm okay. A ha-ha-er.
Okay. You go ha-ha, but LOL is just, it's just lame. Yeah. I don't know. I do the you thing because I'm just so...
I hate
but
it.
You can spell... I really should stop doing that then.
Well, it's especially when you're like starting to date somebody. I'm like, you're stupid.
I don't think I do it with the guys I'm texting and dating.
Yeah.
Your other deal breaker is short.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Short.
I know you can't do short.
Can't do it.
Like you like 6'7".
Yeah, 6'7" was my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
So now anything under that seems short. And Becca just can't wait until I get married to a guy that's like 5'6".
She's going
to
get married and she's going to be walking down the aisle.
That's why I was going to ask. Because don't you think that there are some things that you think I could never deal with, but then you end up maybe with that person?
That's
right?
Like my ex.
Yeah, for sure.
My ex had kids and that was always like a deal breaker for me too. So it's like...
Right, but you see, if you find the right person or if you find someone that you want to. Okay, guys, I have a question for you that I really wanted to bring this up today because I'm taking a survey of my women friends. You're the first I've asked. So I went away with a guy recently for the weekend and we were talking about oral sex. And he said, I think that women, he's found that more women than not don't like receiving oral sex. He's like, they just don't like it. And I was like, well, maybe it's what you're doing or it's uncomfortable. And he's like, they just don't like it. And I think that when I was younger, maybe in my early 20s, it really wasn't my thing. Like, I think I wasn't as comfortable. Mm. I think guys don't know what they're doing. Ugh. And now I'm like, dude, you better give oral. We're like, we're done. Game over.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. This guy did.
Was he good at it?
Oh, God.
See, it might just be him and he sucks at it. So nobody wants him to do it.
But that's the thing. I don't know. So then, and then Dr. Drew used to always say when we were on Loveline, he's like, some women just don't like it. Women who are multi-orgasmic. If you can have a lot of orgasms, those women, it's too sensitive for them to receive oral. So I'm just wondering across the board, how do you feel about oral sex receiving?
I love it, but it's like you have to be good at it. And there are so many men that aren't.
I know.
So then it's just like a pain in the ass.
But do you teach them if they're not good at it, Jack?
Yeah.
How do you teach them?
Jack Vanek here.
Jack Vanek.
Jack Vanek, teach us about oral sex.
The problem with, I feel like a lot of that kind of stuff is men just move too fast always. So with oral, it's just like, slow down. We're very sensitive. And also it's not like just the clit, like everything
it's
is
the
very
whole
sensitive.
Thing. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So take your time vocal. And yeah.
Do you feel like you've taken a guy who was like hurting you and not that great with oral to being like,
no,
you can make you come.
Cause wow, it's just like long road. Not into it.
Not putting the time in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I also love it, but it has to be at the right time. I like it like after a shower, like when, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like come home from working 12 hours is not the time for you to be like, I want to go down on you. Like I get why women probably are like, I've never liked it because it's like, you have to be so comfortable and a little bit confident in your body and yourself to like, I also like it with some lights down. Like I'm not about to like show you it all with the lights up. It's like fluorescence.
Right.
So yeah. And then I agree. I think it's people really are bad at it.
They are.
And they don't know. And the problem is we started so young, right? Like when people first lose their virginity, you don't want to be a letdown. So everyone's faking. All the girls are faking everything because they don't even know what an orgasm is.
Right.
And then guys get trained. They're like, well, Jennifer in 12th grade loved this move. And you're like, well, no, she didn't. But, you know.
No, it's true. They always remember it. They're like, well, no girl's ever faked it before. I'm like, every girl has probably faked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but do you still fake it?
I don't anymore.
I don't fake it.
Becca?
Not with
your husband,
but I was a regular faker before that.
Right.
Because I just was like, I'm too tired to explain to you why I'm not going to get there.
Right.
And I think it just, you know, we don't even need to discuss it. Like, I know why I'm not going to be able to get there. I'm distracted. I'm stressed. I'm whatever. But like, let's not make it a thing. So it's
that's why most women do it. It's really for them.
Yeah.
We think in our head it's for them.
Yeah.
But then we're just creating these legions of men who go out and they're like, I'm the master of the universe.
Yeah.
I can make a girl come just by looking
every
at her.
Every time.
Yeah,
like, I know. It's just suck a disservice. But I'm okay with having sex sometimes and it just being like...
sex.
Like, for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
and then I was on vacation recently. We went to Tahiti and I called it like the sexcation because it was like this reconnection. And it's like sometimes we had sex and he got off and I was like, meh, get me later. You know? And then sometimes I was like, literally hold out my vibrator and be like, it's my turn. And like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's a give and take. Like, it's not going to happen every time.
It's true.
Yeah.
And so it's okay if it doesn't happen every time.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's exhausting to think about having to like, you know.
Especially
so what are your hacks then? I mean, that's
to get off. Jack, I was going to say, because it's so mental. It's like you it's have so to be in the right space or
it's
else.
So mental.
Yeah.
Because you guys are strong entrepreneurs, busy women. You come home and it's like everyone else I know listening and my friends were like, who tired? Like they walk in the door, men are more turned on. We're not. We're like, really? Like you walk in, you have a boner because you think I look hot and I'm like in the middle of 18 things.
Because you do.
There's no way. There's no way that I could fucking relax right now enough to get into my body and have an orgasm. So where have you guys found then that, is there anything that you've learned over the years and or now would you say is a sex hack that can get you there in the mood? I mean, I still work on it too. Like
I'll say that I learned, it took me 31 years. Well, I haven't been having sex for 31 years, but close.
This is Becca. So when I lost my virginity when I was five. Yes.
I learned that, like, when I would get into long-term relationships, I would get a little bit, like, lazy with the waxing, you know? And if I don't feel clean, then it's not happening, like, with the hair and with the shower.
Yeah.
So I find now that with my husband, it's really important for me to be always ready, like, especially with the wax. Because otherwise, I just get into this place of not feeling sexy. Mm-hmm. And so it's like an instant, it bumps me up from like a 2 to like a 7 if I have a wax and a shower.
Yeah, it's but true. Like, it's for us, too. It's for us. Even, right. You're absolutely right. It's so like lingerie. It's like everything.
How if you want to get lazy.
How do you know if you're ready with a wax, though? What if you're like right before the wax and you got
like,
a big bush?
I mean, like just always keeping it maintained and like not going as long between waxes, even though that was my habit because I just... We have so much stuff to worry about.
So much stuff. One thing grows, the other thing's chopped. I'm like, oh, now my eyebrows done.
It's insane. It's like at any given moment, there's like 6 things I can do on my body to make myself feel better and look better. Right. But I just, who has the time?
Right. Nobody has. So you're like,
we just let ourselves go.
If I have a fresh wax and a fresh mani-pedi, I walk out like I'm on a cloud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, give me a spray tan. I'm like,
so hot.
Oh my God, spray tan.
Look at this.
I just went to Mexico. Oh.
Disgusting. Doesn't feel good when it fades.
Where do you go? You have a good place. You got to hook me up with her. You go.
Well, obviously not.
Well, no. Exactly. But like, I feel like the thing about that, I just went to Mexico, didn't get one. So the whole time I was like, I'm not going to spray tan. I had no time. But so then you spent then all day long. Who's got a full day where you can't like wear the makeup and do the thing? But that's a whole other chick thing. Okay. So any other, so you were saying that you use a vibrator, Kelty, Jack, do you guys all use?
Oh yeah.
Oh, here's the other thing that happened. So the oral sex thing is like, we feel like it's a skill thing is what we're saying.
Yes.
But we all enjoy it here at the table.
Yeah.
I mean, I
love
it.
Love.
And you can teach, you think?
I think you can.
I don't want to.
I don't want
to
either.
I don't want
to.
Especially at our age.
I'm like, can you just listen to like my last 86 episodes and then we'll go out?
Right.
Then put your head between my legs. Right.
But you can like positive reinforcement, which I learned from you. Actually, the first time you were on our podcast, it really changed my life.
Stop.
You gave the advice of like, just say yes. You were like, it's like working out. Like nobody really wants to work out. Just
nobody
say yes.
Really wants to have sex
and
a lot
like
of time.
5 minutes into it, you'll be like, okay, this isn't so bad.
Getting into it, it's the hardest part. Yeah.
And it's true. And then also you were talking about like saying what you like after the fact. So I've really started doing that where I'll be like out with my husband, I'll be like 3 hours later and I'll be like, it was so amazing when you did that thing. And then he's like, and then the next time he's like, oh, do it again.
Right. That's like, great. Reinforcement. Yeah. Not
so
like,
thank
we need
you.
To talk.
You really changed my life,
that
sex with Emily.
So,
oh, my God.
Changing
lives over here.
I love it.
One orgasm at a time.
That's what I want to do. That's it. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Did I give you toys last time or I didn't? Because you guys are going to go home with something. You're going to go home with some prizes, as I mentioned.
Stuff.
But did I give you toys or just clitoral gel?
You gave us the
gel?
Best lube. What was
you
it called?
Gave me a
Joe.
Gave
yeah,
me
I've got more light. Of that.
Coconut I need that.
I've got everything for you.
Okay, yeah, I need lube.
But do you guys... okay, because this is another... thank God I'm dating again. Because when I took that year off and it wasn't like, I'm not going to date for a year. I just looked up and a year had gone by, which is fine. But I now I'm having all these experiences and I realize that I forget that some guys have never used a sex toy with a woman and they still have some kind of judgment around it or think like sex should be natural between two people or like they're mm-hmm. like nothing else is natural in the world, meaning there's advancements in everything, technology, mm-hmm. you know, we use technology to get we're supposed to be in like the horse and buggy or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even with sex, to use something that's going to help you get over, you know, he was like, I just don't think it's as, I'm like, so when women had orgasms using a shower head, you know, a lot of women, their first orgasm. Yep, is that a bad
was
thing?
Mine.
Was it? Right? Yep. Right? So was that not really an orgasm? So I kind of have to go backwards and be like, listen, it's just like if you were having ice cream and then you can have ice cream every night, but then some nights you want a little sprinkles mm-hmm. and it tastes a little better. It's not better. I can't say better, but it's a little different. Addition. Point is, have you guys used toys with partners without?
Yeah. Yes and yes.
What do you feel like guys come along and they're like, okay, yeah, I'm down with it?
Yeah, I mean, mostly with my ex. I don't know how early I would like bring it out with like a random,
okay,
with like a guy that you're like just started dating,
right?
Without maybe like talking about it first.
Okay, yeah, I
but
can
yeah,
do that.
I don't know.
I do, but sometimes it feels stupid. Like there's certain things that are like accessible. Like you're like, here's my vibrator, here's whatever. But then the time I tried to like bring out the like feather whipper and I was like, what am I doing with my life? Because I
like
covered that like 50 Shades of Grey movie and they came out with the second, they gave me like one of everything. And
love
I was
it.
Like, I'm your dream woman. I was like, what the fuck do I do with this? Sorry, I know I can't swear.
You can swear.
What do I do with this? Like then I felt stupid. So well, there's certain yeah. things that I think work and then there's certain things. Hello, it's your orgasm calling. To Mexico. Wish.
Right.
Anyway, so there's certain things that I like and some things I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
Because you're like not a dominatrix and then you feel like weird.
You're so popular.
I know. It's like the same Jeez. Thing going through to the phone. That never. How do we make that stop? No one calls. She's going to leave a message now.
You're so
what kind
popular.
Of toy? No, I'm not. What toys?
I love a vibrator.
Which one, Me though, too. Do you use? Like when you hand it to your husband? I'm just curious
okay,
about.
Okay, well, I have two of my favorites are the one we had in our lady box. We have like a little subscription box.
Ooh, yes.
So we put the bamboo rose gold. It has like 10 speeds. It's just like a little pocket.
Oh, I love it.
It was very cute. And then I like the ball that has a cord that has like a...
Oh, the egg?
The little egg, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like an egg because it's so easy to take with you wherever you're going. And it doesn't feel like your penis is too small. So let me bring out this big other vibrating penis. You know, it's like, it's not like so scary.
Does the egg go inside of you?
No, you just kind of like rub it around.
You just totally like,
and then,
yeah,
like,
use
hold it.
It.
Like you can, I can be having like sex and also like hold it on myself, which is like...
Yeah.
It's a clitoral toy.
Yeah.
It's like a clitoral...
Yes. Like yeah, a, I like yeah. a, like a little mini.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you require it like during, like you can still have orgasms without?
Yeah.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. awesome. But not good or bad.
Wait, you can?
Have an orgasm without a toy?
Just having sex.
Yeah.
Just like
can
sex?
You not?
No.
Really?
No.
Can you?
Yeah, but it has to be like a very specific angle.
Me too.
Right. And otherwise, right. though, wouldn't you kind of be like, well, I know it's the angle. It's going to take some time. I'm just going to use this vibrator.
Well, yeah.
For sure. I mean, there are many times that it's like you just take out the vibrator and you know everybody's going to have a good time and it's going to be like
easy.
Right. Easy.
It's not like you have to focus for like 15 minutes trying to make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't had the pushback then from someone who's like, I will not use a toy.
No.
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 Okay. Just putting it out there.
No.
That's thanks. All. Okay. We're going to get into sex news, but the other thing. I kind of wanted to talk about masturbation. I had a really important question for you too about that.
Ooh,
very
for Becca
important.
Only.
Just me.
Okay. Like, do you masturbate a lot, Becca?
Not more than, I don't think more than the average person.
Right. What is the average?
Oh, but I will say, sometimes, this is weird. My husband will be like, he'll go out of town and we'll like, if it comes up, like jerking off or masturbating or whatever, he'll be like, did you masturbate when I was gone? Like, I never tell him I do.
Oh.
So you always say no?
To say that you do,
does
right?
Does he want you to?
But that's the thing.
I don't know.
I, feel
I mean,
like
I don't think
hot.
He would care. He's not like one of those people who's like, what are you thinking about
yeah.
if I'm not there? But for some reason, it feels like my private time and my private thing. And it's not like, it's not about him.
Right. No, I get it. Exactly.
It's like being on a date with myself.
Yes.
Right. Well, I feel that's my thing because you guys, this keeps going. And it's true. And yeah. It is self-love time. It's so important for women. Yeah. Like, I even forget, and it's my job. Like, it's on my calendar, like, try the new weave I wish today. I'm like, God damn it. I'm talking about the show. I've tried it. Now, like,
that would feel like so much pressure.
I know. Like, even sex toys can give me anxiety because I'm like, there's so many. They're all charging.
I don't have like
16 of them charging in my house.
What does your tweeting lady think?
Oh, thank you. And I do, this is a good, great question because I actually want to interview her because there's one here now. They're the same ones that clean my house and here. And when I came in the other day on Saturday or whatever day that was, Lark, Friday, I walked in, I came back in to get something and he was already here. And I want to be like, what do you think I do? Well, it's a man and a woman, but he was here. I'm like, because if you guys see, there's like dildos sitting up. There's like a butt plug on the table. Yeah, yeah. Like, what exactly do you think? Like, what? I do want to know what I think.
I do too.
We should ask them.
So I was thinking about it that the one more thing is that when we look at trends in sex, there's been so many questions lately from my listeners who are very just confused by masturbation in their relationship. And I was just wondering if it's ever been like an issue in your relationship, whereas your partner was like, why do you masturbate? Or do they like hide it from you or porn? No issue? You guys are open.
Yeah, no. It's not an issue, especially because, like I said, he travels. Yeah. And like,
I bet he thinks it's, can I just say one thing? I bet you he thinks it's hot that you masturbate. Yeah. Not that he needs to know.
If he knew.
If he only knew. No, like my last relationship was long distance too. So it was like, if you like incorporate them into it and like make it like a mutual thing, I think it's like, yeah, it's super hot.
I think so too. Mutual masturbation or doing it together or saying like, I was thinking about you. They love it. Like narrate. So for anyone listening who wants to know about dirty talk, I get tips all the time. I feel like just narrate whatever happened last time, what you thought last time you were masturbating. Mm-hmm. Like, I was thinking about you, putting your fingers inside, you know, it works.
I'm turned on right now.
My student. I want to change your life this time. What else? We have the blowjobs. Oh, you already knew about the blowjobs, right?
I do, but I don't.
There's going to be more. You want a butt plug?
You probably want a new butt plug.
I don't want the one that everyone's touched.
No, I agree.
I can't do butt anything.
I can give you some butt stuff.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to sex in the news.
Okay, sex
because
in the news.
We have to. Fubbing.
Whoa.
Yep, fubbing. Phubbing. Worrying new phone trend may be killing your relationship. So what it stands for, it's a mix of phone and snubbing. And it happens when somebody mid-conversation will become more absorbed with their mobile than with the company they're in. It's bad news for relationships. It can dramatically diminish our satisfactions with the ones we're with.
I'm a fubber.
Yeah, you are.
You're a fubber?
100%.
She was a fubber in the middle of our... Wait, what?
Do you fub in the middle of the show?
Yeah,
like, I did yesterday. It was an accident.
She was posting on Instagram while she was like supposed to be wrapping up the show.
Like she was bored.
And no, everyone close to me knows that like I can't multitask. And so when I focus in on something, it's like laser focus. And so if I get if I'm standing on set and my makeup artist is like making small talk with me while she's powdering me and like I look down and there's something on my phone, I will go like into the phone world. And now like, and then she's just looks around people and she goes, don't be offended by Kelty right now. This is just how she is.
See, that's good.
But then like, I feel like a dick. But then I'm also like, well...
Right, no,
this is not who I am as a person. See, this can't do anything about it.
Going back to why everyone loves the Lady Gang podcast, I had like a friend from Chicago staying with me, and she was my best friend. I was talking to her best friend in Chicago, and she was like, "Oh my god, I like Emily. I heard her on the Lady Gang. She's obsessed with your podcast." And it was just like in Chicago.
Thanks for the listener.
She asked me
Emily
all these questions, like what you guys were. No, I'm sure there's many, but she was obsessed with you guys just because you guys are successful, strong, smart, hot, and then also. Like, you're fucking real. You're like, this is how it is. You're authentic. Yeah.
We're very big flaws.
Talk about the flaws.
Yeah, I think we like our flaws.
We're flubbers.
Well, don't you think that that's the secret in life is learning to love these things in yourself or accept them?
There's like a balance between accepting them and if it's something that can be
fixed,
being active in trying to fix it.
Yeah, not like using it as an excuse of like, that's how I am. I'm just like a fucking asshole.
Right.
It's like, no, you don't have to be.
Right. That's true.
And I think the power is like surrounding yourself with people who can be honest with you. Because I think we're so full of shit. And what works for us is like, we love each other and we will call each other out in the same sentence. So it's like, I've learned so much about the way that I am because your friends and people around you are the mirrors to you.
Absolutely.
You know? And no one, especially when you're in show business, like it's just all yes men. So everyone's like, you're so great. And then they talk behind your back. It's nice to have people around you that are like, you're a fubber. And it actually is offensive to people. Right. So you should like work on it, even though I don't know if it's possible.
Right. It's kind of hard when things are coming in the world.
I think when I'm with a fubber, as long as they say like, hold on, I have to be an asshole for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's the, as long as they're like saying, I see
you,
and also not mid sentence. Like if you're telling a story and someone starts looking down at their phone and then they're just gone, like it feels like shit.
Yeah.
So if you're with somebody who it's like, let them finish, get it out. Even if your phone is vibrating like crazy in your hand, that's something I had to start doing. Like turning my phone off.
Right.
Never ringing.
Except for just now I do that.
Well, I mean, you're working, but like when you're with people and and then like with, if I'm with my husband and it's something important, like we're all texting or whatever, I'm like, I'm going in the hole right now. Like it's me and Kelty.
I think that's a really great way to handle it. Cause I think there's some people who just don't, they don't even,
they're like oblivious.
Yeah. Right. How about with dating, Jack? All these 18 million men that are in love with you that you're dating, I'm guessing.
So many billion. Do they do this? Are you asking?
Yeah. Do they fub?
No. Fub's kind of I've actually been pretty lucky with it. Like, especially on dates, it's like, I don't even have my phone out with me. And I would assume
you like leave it at home.
No, no, no. I mean, I put it like in my purse.
Got it. Okay. I'm like, what, dude?
What if I get killed? Like, or kidnapped?
That's I love that. That's where you go. Not like, what if I have to get another date and pretend someone's sick in the hospital? I'm like, what if I get killed?
What if they try to kill me? I got to be able to call 911.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't really had anybody that's like gone on their phone, especially on like first dates. I think that's like the worst quality in
somebody. It is. So I think everyone's gotten the message now. Then,
yeah,
not to be a fubber.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've been out with a few guys and some of them are just completely clueless lately. One that I really liked and he's addicted. And he even said, I'm addicted to my phone and I don't know what to do about it. And like mid-sentence. And then he's like, there's an article that was like came out or some blog post. It was like people look at their phones 150 times a day and then they do it during sex and stuff.
During sex?
I was sleeping with a while ago, actually. He's like, well, at least I didn't take it out during sex. I'm like,
at least?
You're like, that's
dude,
like
lame. I know. I'm just telling you.
I'd literally slap somebody.
We talk about it, but I think there's a lot of people who... I don't know. I think it's a good reminder. People, they're so addictive.
Don't be a dick.
Okay, can we go back to your friendship for a minute? So when you said one of the things that's really helped you all like kind of grow and accept yourselves and be authentic, did you know each other very well before the Lady Gang podcast?
Not very well.
Jack, I mean, I didn't know Becca was not going to do anal with you. Like, we weren't that close.
Like, Kelty knew both of us. Mm-hmm. But like,
not like, I didn't know you like super, super well.
As acquaintances.
But you guys are like BFFs now.
Well, me and Becca met the first day that we were
pitched to Podcast One.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they connected you? They're like,
Kelty like connected us all, I guess. But Becca and I hadn't met before that. And we're best friends.
So you go, you're like, I swear. But then it works. But you guys call each other out on things like you said, like it's a mirror. You'll be like, things that maybe other friends have not. Is there a bug?
I don't know what it was.
But I think the reason the podcast works is because we're not constantly in communication unless it's work stuff.
Yeah.
Like I don't hear about Kelty's date night or Jack's date with like Tom, Dick, or Harry. Like she saves everything for the podcast.
Good.
So it's like our listeners are getting to know us as we're getting to know each other a little better.
Yeah, we become good friends literally as people have heard us become good friends.
But you don't all hang out, but at work. But in the moment, you can call each other on stuff because that is the sign of good friend. Okay, I'm just curious. Well, it works, you guys. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
We're going to give a shout out to our sponsors, everyone. Thank you for supporting them. You know, they help keep the show free. And I would never talk about a product or service that I've not used or put in my vagina. I've been wanting to say that lately. And I'm like, that's just.
Wait, that's amazing.
I'm not going to say that, but I was like thinking to myself, if I haven't used it, you shouldn't use it and buy it and try it. So I love everything that I talk about. And I love you all for listening. We'll be right back. Okay, we're on to emails. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, I love it. It's so easy. You can now text me your question. I know. Do the texting thing. 797979. Just text one word, ask Emily. People like get confused or like ask space Emily. It doesn't work. That won't work. It's ask Emily 279-7979 or submit a question from the sexwithemily.com website via the Ask Emily tab. We love it. Include your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Okay, lady gangers.
Let's do this.
You can help me with this.
We love helping people.
We rarely do. You guys, a lot of women look up to you, young. Your audience is women and men, I feel.
Some gay men.
We have a couple of men.
Yeah, we have a few gay
men. And a handful of straight men.
Okay, so here's my first question. Hey, Emily. Oh, this came in via text, which we love. I'm a 39 female. I'm Asian, currently divorced, no kids, and two dogs. I eloped at 28, divorced at 32. Dating has been really hard for me. My longest relationship since my divorce was 6 months, and it turned out he was engaged.
Oh.
I've kept myself busy, but now I'm ready to date. I'm grappling with my own rules. I don't date coworkers or my workout mates, and I haven't had any luck on the major apps. I've asked all my friends to introduce me to at least one of their single friends, but no luck. Last night, I went on a blind date, but I didn't feel a connection at all. Am I too picky? I've been at a lot of first dates. How do I keep guys interested enough to ask me out on second dates? Is there anything wrong with me? Maybe I'm a weirdo. Thank you, Emily. Love your show. We love the We Vibe Sync. One of the best investments I've ever made. Better than all the guys I've dated since 2012.
Okay. Oh, God.
I hear you, sister. Mindy, 39, Seattle. Okay, so this sounds like some self-confidence challenges, mm-hmm. self-esteem challenges we can all deal with. And I always say to people, like, tell everyone you know that you're single. Let your friends know. You should date online. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time, you know, how do you keep guys interested to go on a second date? And we're not there with you, Mindy, at all. I'm just wondering if, first of all, you said you have your own rules, like you won't date coworkers or my workout mate. I mean, I'm just wondering why, first of all. Mm-hmm. You spend more time at work and you spend a lot of time working out. And I'm wondering what other rules you have that might be cutting you off from other people.
No, well, number one, if it's not a thing that the work cares about, I don't know why it should be your rule. And working out, who cares? I mean, I guess go to a different gym if shit goes sour and you're like really uncomfortable.
Right.
But yeah, I have to say it's nice to like push yourself out of your comfort zone if there's like a lot of rules that you're holding on the type of men that you're going out with. Like, yes, I've gone out with a couple short guys since I've been single, you guys.
Oh my gosh,
good
how true.
How it? Was that for you?
Can you believe it?
Right.
It wasn't good because
And you're tall. How tall are you?
Well, I'm not that tall, 5'7".
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with like, yeah, going outside of the envelope and seeing what happens. And yeah, keep putting yourself out there, I guess. It sucks and it's annoying, but...
What's that girl's name? Mindy?
Yeah, Mindy.
Mindy, you sound like the kind of girl that texts first. And
oh, I love it.
Can't
tell
be that
go.
Kind of girl. So stop texting first. When he drops you off or like the date is over, don't immediately write and say, I had so much fun tonight. Like he's dead to you. After the first date, do not reach out to him ever again until he reaches out for you and he's going to wonder where you went. And absolutely date people from work. I met my husband at work. Now, I don't remember meeting him for the first three times I met him because I was so in
she
my own
phone.
Thing and I was so busy being my own woman. I was, what is it, fubbing?
You were fubbing him.
I was fubbing hardcore that I didn't even notice the man of my dreams was in the hallway. And, you know, and now we're married very happily. We both have jobs at different companies. So, you know, don't text first. Here's the thing. Just because you're a divorcee and you're 34 and you're feeling like my time is up, I got to find my real match and have my babies and not just dogs. Don't put all that pressure on yourself. Your eggs last way longer than people scare you that they do. And you're going to be fine. You're a hot babe. Don't lose your confidence. Don't ever text first.
Okay. Would you guys believe in this, the texting thing? I mean, I didn't even know this until about 2 years ago. My friend was like, you what? She would look at my bubble. She's like, okay, do you see he wrote these three lines and you wrote like 16 lines?
Oh, yeah. No.
I know.
Yeah.
I've gotten better since then, but it's true. Like those basic things, you think that women just, you can't even say thanks for the date after.
No.
No.
Never.
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 Even
if it was
text,
amazing.
Never initiate.
Okay, what?
Text.
Let's talk
I
about
still
another.
Still never text first with my husband, and we've
see,
been married.
See, this is
four
ridiculous
years.
Because they still won't text their husbands first. Never, I'm like, really. If you're
never?
In a relationship.
You can't be. What if you like pick up the milk?
No, that's okay. But like, yeah, I think that there's something that what happened when women, like all this empowerment and like self-assurance that we've gotten over the years, like in asking for what we want in business and like being assertive and not being a doormat. Like these are all incredible, incredible things, but you can't have it spill over into dating. Yes, have like some self-respect and don't get treated like crap, but like allow a man to chase you.
It's the chasing yeah. thing.
Well, you, it's also you turned don't, men into pussies
in
about
that
it
too,
because they think they'll be like, oh, well, the women can take initiative.
Right.
The women can do this. So I agree with that totally. It's like, be a man, yes. Text the girl if you're into her, chase after her a little bit. A little courting doesn't like hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. How about not being available, Jack, even if you are? Or like kind
see,
of waiting to text. You guys have the rules. I love your advice, Kelty, about the not right away. I just think it's interesting because people are always wondering, what are these little hacks or what are the rules?
I
don't
think
know
if like it,
everyone's going
to
agree, but
it starts when it starts to become a game and then you're like, well,
that's
he waited
what
an
I
hour,
hate.
So I'm going to wait 2 hours. It's like, then you get in your head too much. You psych yourself out and then you end up like sabotaging whatever it's going on.
Yeah.
I'm always just like very honest and very myself and like whatever.
But
I'm with a guy,
but
you, never
you don't text,
text
first.
But I'm not desperate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, okay.
And if a guy's into you, he's into you and he's texting you. So.
Yeah.
I have a single friend who has this really bad habit of being like, I'm just going to put it all out there. Because like, he's going to see it eventually. So he's got to see it. And if he likes it, he likes it. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. I'm like, no, that's not at all what you do.
What do you mean put what on all of her issues?
All of her.
Like first date?
Like first date. Like she's like, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want this. Like this is what I want. And I'm not scared to ask for it. And like, this is who I am. And like, if I had acted like this way, who I really am on my first date with my husband, there would not have been a second date. Yeah. Like you have to ease them into
you're
I like it. This is all good advice. I was going to ask you, what have you learned in your life through dating? You guys are in your all in your early 30s. You know, so I'm like, in your 20s. What have you learned?
I love that good. So much.
So good.
Mystery. But more the thing mystery. Is for me is that like I Less am mystery. A very powerful woman. I have my own career. I'm a go-getter. I make money. You know, like I can really take care of myself. Very independent. So I purposely like make my husband a god in stupid ways. Like I'll come home and I could absolutely carry my suitcase upstairs to my bedroom. But I'm like, babe, oh, my suitcase is so heavy. Can you carry it upstairs for me? And then he like comes down and I'm like, ooh, I need your muscles. Like I'm so stupid I'm so about shit like
frail.
That. But it's like, I can't reach the coffee maker. Like I need you tall men. Like guys want to be our heroes.
They do.
And
they
so
don't
like
get
I play
enough.
A little bit into that and like really feed his ego. And I know it's so stupid. And Chris, I definitely know you're listening because you like stalk me and you're definitely listening.
Your husband
I love you so much.
Stalks you?
Yeah, yes. He listens to everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loves it.
I love it. I love you guys. So,
anyway,
it's amazing.
Okay. But I'm just saying like you know, men need to be needed. And when we are the like power. 20th century women.
I think you're right.
Well, yeah. I think that goes
we're
back.
All independent, strong women, have our own things going on. And people say, oh, can it be intimidating?
Well,
that's a whole other
conversation.
It,
but
still,
it is.
You wanna, but it's the feminine energy and masculine energy.
Right,
is still
you have
why
to
you're.
Keep it intact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or else
so
it gets too weird.
Any other things that you've learned? I just find this interesting that you used to do that you don't do now. I love this, the not chasing, the not texting. Mm-hmm. Just interesting from women to...
I'm trying to think of what I don't do now. I think it would...
You've always been perfect.
So perfect.
At dating.
Dream girl.
Yeah. I think I don't, like what you were saying with your friend, it's like, I'm going to put everything out. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
I think that regardless of what it is, and like, I don't have any like weird, freaky, like crazy skeletons in my closet that I feel like I'm pretty much, I wear my heart on my sleeve a lot, but... I think that there is a difference between like not being vulnerable and holding that back into yourself and not being like, oh my God, well, this guy seems so great. And then you're getting heartbroken after two dates because it didn't go where you wanted to.
Right.
So it's like, you know, be realistic about things.
Right. I mean, that's and you what never I've know learned. Why it's going to end. Too. Sometimes
you never fucking know.
No,
like shit goes, you know,
don't let it like damage your ego. We're already hard enough on ourselves.
And there's like guys
you don't
that
know
are,
why he didn't call. It doesn't even matter.
Right, and there
Move
are
on.
Guys that are like way below you that still won't be into you. It has nothing to do with that. It's just fucked up.
It's true. Fuck. Okay, so Mindy, back to you, Mindy.
Sorry, Mindy.
I feel like, I think we started with the texting. Maybe she's a little too eager.
Yeah.
You were married for 5 years, so maybe you're just kind of, and maybe have other things. I think other things going on. Take a class, do something that's interesting to you that you haven't tried in a while. Cooking class, there's single trips, all those things. But don't give up. There's nothing wrong with you, I guarantee.
Yeah.
There's nothing you're doing wrong. Okay. Hi, Emily. I love listening to the show. Thank you so much for all you do so that people can have better sex. Here's my dilemma. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year and a half now. About 6 to 8 months ago, we went through a bit of a rough patch and we have the dreaded mismatched libido. You talk about this all the time on the show, but in my case, I was wanting a lot more sex than my partner. I now have a lot of confidence problems in the bedroom and almost never initiate sex. It hurt to be rejected, so I adopted the mindset that he will initiate when he wants it and stopped trying to come on to him when I was in the mood. Last night, he brought this up to me now that he's always initiating. Do you have any advice for how we can get out of this rut that we're stuck in? So what she's saying here, so
this is like I wrote it.
I wrote
go.
That.
So go for it.
On our honeymoon, my husband was like, I want you to initiate sex more. Like, it bothers me that you don't want to. Because when he initiates, I'm like, most of the time, game. You know, like 99.9% of the time, I'm like, oh, yeah. And we had kind of like a disagreement because I said to him, I think in general, women just, it takes us longer to figure out that what we want to do is have sex. So it's like, I'm not sitting there eating popcorn and suddenly like I get a boner and I want to have sex.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He couldn't understand that. And he felt like it was like this big thing that I was like, almost like there was something wrong with me.
Right.
You know? And so I had a meltdown, full blown meltdown. And I was like this
are you
is...
so happy you married me?
I know. I'm like,
here's all my crazy.
He's going to kill me, by the way. He doesn't listen to anything, so he's never going to know. But so I had this meltdown and I felt like really insecure. And suddenly I felt like he wished that he had married a porn star and all these things came flooding in. And then finally I realized that I just had to be so honest with him and be like, I don't look at you and get a wet vagina.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen that way.
No, I look at you and I see a man that I love, someone I'm very attracted to. But like, it's not like when I'm naked in the bathroom, he's like, jump on top of me and ready to go. Like when he's naked in the bathroom, I have a million things I'm thinking of, and it's just not that. So I was like, I'll try better. And I had to really, really try harder. And still, sometimes that wasn't enough. But he did notice.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. I think it is true. We always hear that men want more sex than women and women don't, you know, initiate. We hear from a lot of men that say women don't initiate enough. And then this mismatch thing goes back and forth.
She wanted it and then he didn't want it at the same time. So then she felt rejected and stopped being the one to initiate sex.
I also wrote this because I did this to Chris.
Okay.
I literally.
Tell me,
like,
Kelty.
I would be like, and then he just stopped and like would wait for me. And I was like, well, if you wait for me, it's going to be like 6 months. Right. Like, I'm tired. Like, I'm going to bed. So it was like a whole zhuzh.
It is a thing.
Because the thing is for me, I don't realize I want to be having sex till it's like 20 minutes into the sex.
Exactly. You're like, oh, this was like you
look. Oh, actually, this is fun. Okay. I'm having a great time. So it's like, I'm exactly the same as Becca said. It's like, it's just.
We're going to talk about this. You give just some have, tips.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that something that might help with it is, and I feel like you've kind of said stuff like this in the past, is maybe start it like earlier in the day when you're not with each other and text him something sexy. And then maybe that can get you both in the mood and like kind of both on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where it's like, okay, well, I'm getting in the mood for sex tonight. This is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because so you got to lay the groundwork because the brain, the thing is, I'm with all of you. I'm talking about sex all day. It doesn't mean that I'm all day long like, oh my God,
you're
I can't
so
wait
horny
to get
the entire day.
No, I'm not. I mean, I wish it worked like that. It doesn't. It's like an intellectual thing. But for me also, it feels like, and for a lot of women, first of all, the rejection is hard. Like, you go back and forth. I get that. But you'll get over it if you kind of just start making the moves again by planting seeds ahead of time. I think you're right. I think a lot of times we make requests of our partners, initiate more. And we don't even know what that means, right? You're probably like, well, what do you mean? Like, you walk in the door and do you want me to drop to my knees and give you a blowjob? And they're probably like, yes. Yeah. And you're like, well, do you mean that when we're in bed and I've already washed my face and I'm going to bed, but you want me to surprise you? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, but all that sounds horrible, right? So I think you could get from them, like, well, how would it look to you if I initiate it? Like, when do you want sex? Get some more information from the partner that's making the requests. Because then you could be like, okay, it's more of when you get home from work. Or get like a timing thing down. That can kind of help what it would look like to them. And then I think what really works, like Jack mentioned, is planting. Like later on, like if you feel like you don't, Becca, or same with you, Kat, you can say tonight, all day long, I've been thinking about how hot it was Saturday night when you went down on me, and I can't wait to like suck you when I see you later. And then you've already said it's going to happen, and then you're thinking like, okay, I'm going to suck him later when I get home, or I'm going to do whatever, and it's in your mind. Because for women, the big disconnect is that when our brain is not on board with sex at all, like our body is just like, what? Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Yeah, so you're like flipping the switch. You're like, it's going to happen.
It's going to flip it, and then you're thinking about it, and then you're shaving or waxing and wearing something sexy.
No, but then my husband's sitting there on his phone like waiting and waiting. Like if I tell him it's happening that night and then if, God forbid, it doesn't, it's like,
oh, if
don't
you
make a promise you can't keep, girl.
You gotta commit.
End of the world.
You gotta commit. Yeah. So he'll be like, it's 8:03. When's it happening?
When's
don't
the BJ?
Time thing.
It's literally the opposite of like when women are waiting for their engagement ring.
It is.
Like when the guy first talks about like, we're going to get engaged, then you sit there for like the next like 7 years of your life.
Like, 7 years. Is it happening today? Is it happening now?
It's true.
Is it happening tonight? You want me to wear a dress?
Yeah, don't say something you're not going to commit to.
That's true. You could be over the next few days. I'm really excited to get
within the next week, we will have sex. Good luck.
Possibly.
It's confusing, but I'm glad you guys are talking about it, Kat. And also, back to you, but we got to move on. But she's going to just talk to him about this, that you're going back and forth. I mean, really, it's all communication is lubrication, Kat.
Why don't you do like a 30-day sex every day like spree?
No, because that might be scary for him if he's not as into sex as she is.
Yeah.
But it's because of the rejection part that he stopped doing it. But okay, let's move on. Hey, Emily, I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years, and he's been my first and only sexual partner. I recently discovered he had a one-night stand while being away on a business trip. I decided to give our relationship a second chance. However, sex is not the same anymore. I can't have an orgasm, nor do I feel seduced by him. Please help. I know he loves me and I love him too. I'm having a hard time enjoying sex with him. Do you have any advice so I can enjoy sex with my boyfriend again? Thank you, Rosa, 23, California. Everyone's horrified and in pain and can relate.
I just wish he didn't tell you. Man out there, if you're going to have a one-night stand in a long-term relationship, go do it and just keep it to yourself. Because like,
and make sure she'll never find out.
And find out. Like, if you want to stay with this person, if this was an oops moment and was a true oops, do not tell.
I say that too. If it's a one-off thing and you still you love your partner, you want to make it work. But she says she discovered it. So it could have been some deep diving on the cell phone.
No.
Right.
And I just feel like it's going to be really hard for you when someone cheats. the trust is broken and you don't just get over it. Like, I'll just, this is something that needs therapy. You got to rebuild the trust. You can't get out of your head. You're just thinking, he ran to the 7-Eleven. He's not back yet. He's probably getting a blowjob in the car. Like, you just get crazy.
It consumes your entire being.
It does. Yeah. And so, you know, 8 years, I get it. You still want to try, Rosa, but it's going to be hard for you. I think you need therapy. I mean, I really do think that the only way for couples to get through kind of cheating stuff, because I know couples, like everything in life, when you don't deal with stuff, it doesn't just like magically go away. Like, it could be like 15 years going like, well, he cheated on me 15 years ago and I haven't moved on yet. No. Right. Rosa, if you want to really be with him, you're 23. My whole thing is,
oh God,
go on and I could be with one guy for 9 years. Yeah. Right?
I mean, I don't know how old she was.
I also feel like most time people cheat, it's not just like a one-time thing.
Right. Yeah.
Because once you break the seal, it makes it really easy to continue.
Especially
it.
Especially if he's going on a lot of business trips. And you're 23. And if she found it on his phone, if it was a one-night stand, you don't think they'd be like texting a bunch or something. That seems sketchy.
Yes. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I agree that you should not.
This might not be your guy.
Dude,
you're 23.
Well, see, this is the thing. I don't think that people should get married before 30. A lot of people.
I agree.
And I think that you've been with him for 8 years. Probably should go out and sleep with some other guys. Mm-hmm. This would be a great time.
He might suck in bed, and that's also why you can't have an orgasm. You just don't know.
Okay, Rosa. So, Rosa, you're 23 years old. I think your choice here is that if you really want to stay with him and you love him, get into therapy with him or take some time off from the relationship. And I understand that it was your first love. It's really hard to get over it. First guy you've had sex with, it's not going to be easy, I promise you. But if you surround yourself with your friends, your family, and just start, you know, get out there and start dating when you're ready. You can even take time off. You don't have to rush right into a relationship. But going through a breakup when you do end a relationship is a great time to learn about yourself and truly take that time. It took me. I said that for years and never did it. And I finally did it. Best thing ever.
Yep.
So important. Okay, ladies, gangers.
Gangers.
Lady gangers. That's my Michigan accent. Okay, you guys are successful, smart, independent, entrepreneurial, hot women in your early 30s, some in relationships, some not. But what would you think? I have a lot of listeners who are younger, and you guys, your audience, Lady Gang, I think it's a lot of young women really look up to you, or all ages. I know people of all ages are obsessed with your show, but I always think, like, what is different now with sex in your 30s than your 20s? Like, what would you tell your 20-something self or your younger girl self about sex that you've learned now, and you're like, God, I would tell her that. I wish I knew that at 19, 20.
So many things.
I would say that I think that in my 20s, I thought of myself as a prop for other people's pleasure. Like, even
sexually.
Yeah, sexually and like in life. Like, in your 20s, it's like a lot of my confidence came from being like a hot girl, you know, like wearing your hot girl outfit and like having wild sex with the hot guy, you know. And it's just like when you're in 30, you're like, wow, like quality of life is so much more important than being lusted after by everyone and being like so crazy,
right?
You know, like I never cared about myself or my own orgasms or happiness in life. You were just like this thing for other people. That's probably why I'm so messed up.
No, I think that's really healthy.
And I see it on the internet. Like, I see it on the internet. I'm a real mom right now.
On the interwebs.
All these young girls.
You have a kid.
No, but no, girls are like, they just put so much out there just for like the love and like attention and like sexual desire of the world. And it's like, you know, you can do that for fun in a place of confidence, but like when you're really young, it like messes with
it
you a
It really
bit,
does
you know?
Mess with you. That's true. I think it's about confidence. So you would have figured out your own body and asked for those orgasms. Yeah. I like it. Okay.
So I didn't lose my virginity until I was like 23.
Wow.
And I didn't have a lot of sex at all for like a couple of years after that. Because I put so much weight on it. And then the guy that I lost my virginity to, I was like, quote unquote, in love with, but like, it was like a young, like fucked up, like masochistic kind of love. But because I put so much weight onto that, it like fucked me up because it wasn't good. The sex wasn't good and he was a freaking psychopath. So I think for me, as I've gotten older, I've learned that sex doesn't always have to be this like super serious. You have to only have sex with somebody you're in a relationship. Like, you can explore yourself with other people and like find out what you really want sexually and in, you know, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. And it doesn't have to be this like end all be all thing with one person.
It's good. Good advice. Yeah. I like it. Becca.
Mine would be be careful, you're very fertile in your 20s. So safe sex, like a lot of it.
Right.
But I think more than anything, I know that for me, I was really caught up in my number. Like, I didn't want to be slutty. And so I was like, you know, not that you should run around and like have sex with anybody and everybody, but I think that the more experience that I got, I still felt a little guilt. You know, like there was still a part of me. My mom and my sister have had sex with one man, their husbands, their whole lives.
Holy wow.
Still yeah, together, all of them.
Right.
So, like, I think for me, I had to be like, now in hindsight, all that sex, not that it was like hundreds of people, but all that sex, like, it got me to here, which is right? like the best sex of my life. Because right. I got to know my body. I got to know what I liked and didn't like. And it also really made me appreciate who I have, because it's someone who's really good at sex, and I know that.
Yeah.
Right. I like it. It's true. It's like soy oats, I think is what we're saying too. Like, they always say it's about guys, but women, it's okay. And I know the number thing. I feel like that is
the number thing.
Never talk about it. I always say on the show, if someone asks you, never bring it up. More, never. You know, more mystery, it's less history. Yeah, nobody's goddamn business.
Yeah. We've talked about that because we had a question from a virgin that was on our show, and it's like, whether the number is zero or it's 50, it literally doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Nope, exactly. Never reveal that, because and women double standard. You're going to be called a slut. Yeah. You're prude. Doesn't matter. Okay, that was great advice. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lady Gang. Tell me what's coming up with Lady Gang podcast. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Kelsey. You guys are killing.
New episodes every Tuesday. You come out on Tuesday too, right?
Yes, Tuesday and Friday.
Yep. So after you finish listening to Sex with Emily, head on over to iTunes and subscribe. We also have our summer lady box going on sale in mid-July. And so it's going to be filled with all kinds of treats for your staycation life. And so please go to theladygang.com to check that out. And while you're at it, follow us on Instagram at theladygang.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thanks for
blessing us. What's really coming up next is our orgasms we're going to have tonight with all the treats Sex with Emily is giving us.
It's going to be a good friggin' time. Okay, thank you guys for being here. It's so great seeing you. And also, thanks everyone for listening. Remember to follow me on social media. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board. Subscribe to the podcast. You guys, we all love people subscribe to the podcast.
Love it.
It means a lot to us.
Do it.
We love it. We love you. Thanks to my amazing team. Thank you to Ken, producer Lark, Jamie, and Michael. And thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.